You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, welcome, welcome. It's Wednesday. Yeah. That means a brand new TLC talk on the Sarah Fraser Show. Welcome in. Every single Wednesday, I recap all your favorite podcasts. Right, that. All the biggest TLC tea, really, from the week, and some of my favorite shows. I'm getting to the point, I tell you this, you know, there's so many shows to watch. I'm thinking I gotta add a show. Seeking Sister Wife. We're wrapping up, but we got I Love a Mama's Boy season 3. Pretty epic. I enjoyed a couple of the couples, and I have some tea on Abby and Trey I'll reveal to you. But of course, it is, everybody is talking about the Tell All Part 1 for 90 Day Fiancé season 9. So we're going to get into all that on the show. Let's TLC talk, shall we? Shall we? Ah, I have to talk about the Tell All Part 1. As I mentioned, I have some tea on I Love a Mama's Boy, season 3, Abby and Trey. Then, you know, the big announcement, and thank you to a lot of bloggers who reposted my initial video. I was one of the first to cover it, but Ben and Mahogany. Yes, I'm saying that name correctly, you guys. Ben, on my podcast, revealed Mahogany is how you say it. It's not mahogany. Apparently, her Peruvian accent, it's Mahogany, are engaged. And there is so much skepticism around this engagement. They've been filming in Peru, allegedly. And then a friend of Ben's is also calling BS on this whole thing. So I have that to talk about and a lot of other just tidbits. We know more about Memphis and Hamza. Their divorce and custody battle is kind of unfolding. And then what's the family Chantel been up to this summer? I got you covered. We'll get to that. So let's talk part one of the tell-all. I'm so fired up about the tell-all for 90 Day Fiancé season 9. Why are the cast members confrontational to each other? You all should be allies. I just felt like, honestly, I don't know. I would love to know the inner workings of the production company because clearly the producers had them all amped up from the get-go. From the get-go, they all walk in. It's like, Kara, like, no one's going to talk shit to me. I give it right back. Like, guys, we're not on an episode. I just, for the producers, I'm like, we're not, this isn't Jerry Springer. It's, no one's going to throw a chair, although maybe John will throw one at Spackles. But I mean, it just was like so over the top. It was so unnecessary. I feel like there was so much good drama to begin with on this season and so many episodes. I mean, they do 16, 17 episodes. So we have months and months. I mean, this literally started back in May. You know, April, started in April. We have so much to cover that you're telling me we have to amp up the cast members against each other. You have this kind of fake fight initially started between Jabri and Binny. Binny, I don't know what happened, if he's shy in front of the cameras or whatever, but he didn't really have much to say. Meanwhile, Jabri was completely disrespecting Ari. Yeah, I have some opinions about Ari and Binny, but Binny, hello, hello. You're sitting next to your wife. How about you speak up for her and, like, at least get up out of your chair? It was so unnecessary. I don't know if Jabri was on cocaine. I hope so, because that would explain why Jabri had a comment after every single person. I think what's disappointing for me about this tell-all is I actually like Jabri and Mignona, and I think of all the couples, I think they're going to, like, really make it. I think Patrick and Thais will probably make it for a while. They're preggers. Kara and Guillermo, I mean, they're so young. All these people are so young. It's like if we could flash forward in 10 years, I hope they're together, but so much shit can go down between now and then. It just was really disappointing. I almost saw it more as a distraction of, like, okay, are we not going to get to, like, the hard-hitting questions that people really want to know here? I doubt. And so far, of course, we get a part two. I didn't think there was a lot of emphasis on Muhammad and Eve. To me, just, and I know next for the part two, we're going to see one of Eve's friends come out. So maybe we'll get more confrontation. No one seemed to address, like, there was something different about Muhammad's appearance. Is it that hairline? The hairline seemed different. I guess maybe shaved anyway. I found it so distracting. You know, John is a whole character in himself. John, of course, is Patrick's brother. John needs his own spinoff. He has to be on, oh my God. I mean, I'm drawing a blank, but you know, what are the tell-alls? The tell-alls are, not the tell-alls, but you know, oh my God. Where all the former 90 Day Fiancé people weigh in. You know what I'm talking about. You know. Anyway, I need John on that ASAP. John needs a talk show. He's so good. The Boston accent, calling Jabri Spackles. It was just so great. And I just feel like Jabri and Mignona have so much of their own stuff going on. Why all the drama? Why? It was so extra. So I have to get that rant off my chest because I just felt like it was completely and 100% distracting. And it's unnecessary. It's so forced. It doesn't need to be. We're already fans of the show. There's so much we want to talk about. I'm sure we'll get an update, I hope, about Ari's situation with her sisters. Not Ari's sisters, but Binny's sisters. Like, let's get more of that, which they've teased for part two. I mean, Bilal and Shida. That I actually thought was good because they have Bilal's ex-wife on. And I don't see it in any... I never bet against people. I hate... You know, saying, oh my God, I think this person's going to get divorced. But I feel like of all the couples there, there's no way even Muhammad last. There's no way Bilal and Shida last. They've been putting a ton of videos up on their Instagram, basically saying us against the world because they've received so much kind of backlash and criticism about their relationship. And I mean, it has to be so hard for Shida to be on stage, who now is like 38, 39. And who wants to have a baby, see Guillermo and Kara and, you know, Patrick and Thais, like, pregnant. I mean, that has to be so upsetting. And all that's in the prenup, we find out, which this was another good nugget, is that they're going to do, Bilal and Shida are going to do everything that they possibly can, I guess, whatever that means, in a healthy fashion, to try to have a baby. But, like, Shida joked, I feel like Bilal is perfect at knowing not to get pregnant. I feel so bad for her. I feel like she wants it so bad she can't even see how kind of controlling he is. And clearly she's got a rough relationship with his ex-wife. I cannot even believe how people were saying, like, you know how Tim and Kenny were doing commentary as well, like on and off. And to me, I don't know. I'm getting with these tell-alls like they're trying to avoid the hard questions, so they're bringing in a ton of distractions. You know, you have Kenny and Tim, obviously former 90 Day Fiancé people there. They cut to them. You have them, the producers, obviously trying to get Jabri and other cast members to argue with each other instead of just like, okay, you know, what are you guys doing? We know this was filmed like a month ago in July. I just think there's so much that they could have done that they didn't need to do for all this because we're all invested. However, I did find so Bilal and Chida, I did think that their tell-all, at least part one, was pretty revealing about what's going on, which, again, it sounds like things are very, very icy in their household. And, I mean, kudos to them for not having a child because it sounds like their relationship is not solid, I think, if you're reading between the lines. So maybe Chida is thinking, let's give it another year if we're really not on the same page. And I wanted to like Bilal. I've said this a lot. I've really wanted to like him because lots of times, you know, we're just seeing one version of you. But I don't know. I think it's pretty clear now. He is OCD. Everything has to be clean. Everything seems to have to be his way. He's very particular. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Applin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things, don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to EU Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any EU Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schman has their standing desk, and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So there you have it. You know, we got a little bit more of Emily and Kobe. I loved Emily and Kobe's undies. I think they're an amazing couple together. Sure, we're going to get more heated discussion coming for them. But those two, there's something joyous about them. I feel like they're really going to make it. I loved the tell-all. You know, and also I read an article about why Jabri was so, like, amped up for that tell-all. And I just, you know, again, you know, he apparently revealed why he acted crazy. So Jabri explained his behavior during a 90-day fiancé tell-all after fans slammed him for attacking Ari. Totally agree. Just a reminder, Jabri is 28 from South Dakota, became known, of course, for his reality stuff. I think it's so obvious, too. They wanted to be on TV to promote themselves. Fine with that. He surprised them during the tell-all by acting like a bully. Jabri implied his friends and family, including his mother, were jealous of him and Miona. It's just like the most ridiculous thing ever. And after the season tell-all aired, Jabri wanted fans to ask him questions. And one of the followers didn't mince any words. Why were you acting crazy on the tell-all? The fan wanted to know if he would really fight Binny. And Jabri's answer is, because I'm an entertainer. He assured them he wants to make sure that viewers laugh, cry, and yell, according to Jabri. Well, you're not the producer. And he says he's, quote, a professional clown since he was 5 years old. He thinks the worst thing he could do is bore the people watching the show. No, like, yeah, but then there's, like, trying too hard. It's just so extra. Ugh. He claims that he is going to go on to try to challenge Binny. I will lose weight and fight at Binny if it makes sense for him, he wrote. I hope Binny doesn't even give him the fucking time of day. I'm sorry. I actually like you, Jabri. I like Jabri and Mignon. It's just so dumb. Ugh. Let your music, let your art do the talking instead of the trash talking for that. So we'll see. We're going to get a part two of this. And it does look to be a little bit more interesting because we are going to get more answers about even Muhammad. I hope they ask about those cheating rumors, although I think they came out post when they taped the tell-all. Because, again, the tell-all taping was in New York City over a month ago, like back in July. So I'm not sure we're going to get too many more details about that, but it would be epic if we did. I couldn't stand Bilal's ex-wife. I thought she was like, is it just me? I mean, Shaida, I think, is so sweet. Like, she gives Bilal and his family so many chances. And Bilal's ex-wife, I mean, can fuck all the way off. Like, get out of his life. Yes, you guys have kids together, but she comes off so, like, again, maybe we're missing something about Shaida, but I never thought that Shaida came here entitled. Shaida left everything. So many of the people that come here to this country that are on 90 Day Fiancé are leaving everything. Their businesses, their families, their career, any stream of income. And, you know, she had to put up with all that stupid pranking by his family and by him. Oh, and then giving Shaida this, like, how she was lecturing Shaida about the house that they first lived in. Okay, but any fucking person, like Bilal's ex-wife, oh, now you've got me going. Now you've got me going. So, and her name's also like, what? We have Shaida and Shaida. It's like, what are the chances? Well, Shaida is on my last damn nerve. Because I too would be pissed. I'd have the same attitude of Shaida if a guy came to Trinidad, presented himself like he had all this money, said he drove a Mercedes, all this shit, shows up in a van and takes me to a house like where the entire roof is fucking leaking. So yeah, I'm team Shaida. Ugh. But also, I think what, you know, drove me nuts too about Bilal, Shaida, and Shaida is I just can't stand when women fight over a man. Like, ladies, at the end of the day, whatever he'll do to you, he'll do to me. Like, it takes a – people do change. I don't want to be, like, so jaded. People do change, but it does take a lot. And at the end of the day – where am I going with this? Because I do know a lot of douchey women too. Okay. Well, anyway, you know what? I just hate to see two women fight over a guy on stage, and Bilal does not. Bilal just like let. I think Bilal enjoys it. He's just a puppet master to me. But I do know men and women that suck. So, you know, there you have it. Anyway, it was okay. Like I said, I just think, I don't know if maybe the tell-all didn't really come together as the producers wanted. And so them, everybody having the cast members fight was like, interesting, but there you go. So we'll get a part two. I'm curious about that. Thanking a couple of our sponsors today for the show, ZocDoc. Guys, you pore over reviews when it comes to brunches, right? You wouldn't just like pick any old Eggs Benedict that you were going to eat. No. I mean, if you're like me, I look for all kinds of reviews. I go to like Yelp. I go to Google. Well, you need to do the same thing when it comes to finding a doctor in your area. ZocDoc.com/TSFS is the free website link. Or you can download the free app that shows you doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. On ZocDoc, you can find every specialist under the sun. Believe me, I'm here in LA. It is very hard to find a doctor that takes your insurance and also has good reviews, and that's why I've been using ZocDoc nonstop. Go to ZocDoc.com, find the doctor that's right for you, and book an appointment in person or remotely. Go to ZocDoc.com/TSFS and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/TSFS. ZocDoc.com/TSFS. Allbirds, I love me a pair of Allbirds. Right now, Allbirds wants you to order their shoes and experience why so many people are fans of Allbirds. They have shoes for Allbirds, whether it's, you know, your kids, your adults, women. I love them. They have comfortable shoes. They travel very light. They're light on the soles. And if you're like me and you're very particular about the shoes that you put on your feet, well, thank you. Allbirds hooks you up. The shoes are comfortable. They're made with eucalyptus fiber, so they're very unique. And they also are good for the planet. I've got the Tree Runners, which I absolutely love. They're made with premium natural materials, perfect for exploring a new city during the day and then exploring a new menu at night. Go to allbirds.com. That's allbirds.com. Find your new favorite shoes for sunny days and upcoming travel at allbirds.com. They also have women's shoes, like if you work in the office. I like that too, that are super lightweight and comfortable. I just ordered mine and they couldn't be more comfortable. I also got them So in a really cute purple color. I wanted to share with you the style. They're the Tree Breezers, and they came in a buoyant pink with a pink sole, luxe purple. So order those women's Tree Breezers at allbirds.com. Dame, hook me up with Dame. Dame products. You need a good sex toy in your life, and you need one that if you're not completely satisfied, you can return it, no questions asked, for credit and exchange it for something else. Well, that's where Dame products comes in. Their sex toys are innovative. They have couples. They have solo play. They also have unique sex oils and lubes that are designed for your vagina's pH. Discover your pleasure with their thoughtfully engineered toys, discreet shipping, and hassle-free returns. That's right. Their bestsellers include the Ava, which is a wearable couples vibrator that's hands-free and fun. 60-day returns, 4-store credit, and a 3-year warranty. These are user-tested and doctor-approved. You can get the Palm, which is pleasure in the palm of your hand, a vibe that invites exploration. All retail for about $90. You won't regret it. They last for years. And you get free shipping over $100. Plus, you get 15% off. Go to dameproducts.com. Enter code TSFS at checkout. And then get 15% off. So order today. Go to dameproducts.com, enter the code TSFS at checkout, and get 15% off. Oh, and one more thing. You can book me on Cameo. Just got a Cameo request today from my friend Dana for her friend. Oh, my God. Oh, maybe I gave it away because it's a birthday shout out. Anyway, just tell me if you don't want me to spoil it. Cameo.com/Sarah Fraser. I think it's like $35, and I need to do a sale soon, so look out for that. But I love me some Cameo. If you are a fan of mine from this here podcast, if you love TLC like I do, if you love the scoop on all things Bravo shows, because you know I do a Bravo recap show every week with my guy David Yontif. All that. I want to hear from you. I would love to give you a Cameo. Maybe you watch me on Fox 5 DC or long ago on Sarah Ty and Mel, the radio show, or the Kane show. So some other things that are going on, you know, Hamza in Memphis getting divorced. Hamza, I mean, both of them are actually looking like snacks on their Instagram. I'm not going to lie. They both look hot. Memphis has lost a lot of weight. Hamza's sister is blowing up their shit, though. So I don't know if you saw Rawia Mokini, I think is how you say her name. I'm sure that's not how you say her name. I think if you guys follow me on TikTok or here, you know I can't get anyone's name correct. So I got no clue on that. But anyway, she basically put up this week. She says, I want to know something. Is it normal in America when someone ignored a judge's ruling? Because in Tunisia, this exposes us to penalties, Rawia wrote on her IG story. This went down August 15th, just a few days ago. My brother suffers a lot, did not give up seeing his daughter, although the judge allowed him to visit. She prevent him and does not send us a picture or video of course, Rawia is referring to their baby that they have together. And we suffered a lot in our childhood, and my brother cannot bear the separation of his daughter anymore. They are, of course, they were supposed to be on after the 90 days, happily ever after. But the divorce, and then remember the video that went viral? Memphis went after the production company. So my sources say basically they weren't fired, but I guess all parties could not come to an agreement moving forward. And that's why you're getting Kimberly and Soulja Boy, Usman, in Happily Ever After. They were season 5 of Before the 90 Days. They became fan favorites. He was from Tunisia. Anyway, a lot of rumors. I would love to get to the bottom of what's going on. I think fans do too. They obviously are getting divorced, and it sounds like he does not see his daughter much. I've heard all kinds of wild rumors, just like verbal arguments, physical confrontations. We'll see what comes out. I think it's so... Again, like, I fall in love with these people on the show. I don't want anything bad to happen. So we'll see. I told you I had tea on some cast members of I Love a Mama's Boy. Abby and Trey are no longer together. Trey Welch, you can follow him. Just I'm Trey Welch on TikTok. His mom is Lorinda. It was like a freaking trip. They've been split up apparently for a long time. In fact, friends that are on Reddit even say that Trey and Abby weren't even really together before landing this show, but they did it maybe to try to save their show, maybe for publicity. Trey is all over TikTok. You rarely see Abby, and Trey has his son with Abby and then a son from a previous relationship. I think this season, it's wrapping up, by the way, of I Love a Mama's Boy, is pretty juicy. I mean, we see Matt cheating on his girlfriend with another girlfriend and his mom, you know, calling him out. Obviously, we have Shakib and Emily. Real curious about where the status is of their relationship. Abby and Trey are on the show. And then, oh my God, what's the guy's name? I always forget. He's like totally, he thinks his mom is sexy. That's a whole nother level of creepy. Anyway, it's a pretty good season, and I will do a recap on their season finale. The other news that dropped over the past week is Ben and Mahogany. Of course, Ben, you know, was on my podcast, was very coy about their relationship. And obviously, they're still together. Clearly still together. They're now engaged. So people had spotted them on Reddit in Peru earlier in July. They're also filming a show for the 90 Day franchise. It is rather shocking. And I think Ben admits that on the show. That they are still together and she accepted his engagement. The engagement ring is popping. It's a gorgeous like blue diamond with some other diamonds surrounding it. I was one of the first to break their engagement story. You can see it on my TikTok at the Sarah Fraser Show. Very curious. You know, she's just 24 years old. Ben's like 53. I mean, I'm not sure what she wants to get out of it. People always message me. They're like, they're actors. He addressed that on my podcast and basically said, yeah, they both are taking acting classes in the past, but they weren't hired as actors for the show. And I do believe that's true. I think this franchise is big enough that I don't think that they're not going to hire actors. You know what I mean? They don't need to. People submit themselves for this show constantly. I'm curious about them being engaged. And obviously so is, remember Jessica Siciliano? She was the friend, the blonde, very attractive friend that appeared at the tell-all for them. She says Ben's a complete liar, duped her. Recently, she says Ben has been taking money from Jessica and her husband. Joke is on them. That Ben, as of just months ago, was using McDonald's cards to buy food, like McDonald's gift cards that he had been given because he had no cash. Jessica Zelled him money, gave him money. This is all according to her. And meanwhile, he was doing secret trips to Peru they didn't know about and bought an engagement ring. Jessica even says that she and her husband were investors in Ben's kind of, I think it was like a virtual fitness club that he was doing. So, oh, there's a lot there to unpack. You can look. She's pretty vocal about it on her Instagram if you want to follow along. I don't know. Sometimes a lot more of these couples make it than I think they're going to. Really and truly. And what's weird about 90 Day Fiancé, I guess it's not weird because they actually meet each other and pick one another. I've been watching the latest season of Married at First Sight, and I'm just like, none of these couples are going to work. And from the prior season of Married at First Sight, like none of them are still together. But I get that because they're really not choosing the person. And at least with 90 Day, I mean, they're pretty much in love, you know, beginning, I guess, you know, for the most part. Right? For the most part. Last thing. Speaking of before the 90 days, Jasmine and Gino. Jasmine is officially coming to the United States, leaving Panama. She put on her IG story just yesterday. She's here. She's coming to Michigan. I told her, get yourself a Coney Island dog. And then right after that, she put a picture of like a baby, a pink baby doll. So I'm like, bitch, are you preggers or are you and Gino collecting dolls? Or is that like, what? Where'd y'all see that? I don't remember seeing that at the Lansing airport. Like a baby doll collection with like a baby doll clothes. But she's coming. She and Gino. I mean, look at that. She and Gino still together. Guess so. Of course, we know. I mean, Gino's kind of like her sugar daddy. Just don't pop off Gino's hat. I did a whole recap on The Family Chantel. The Family Chantel, season 4, coming to a conclusion as well. No chance of Pedro and Chantel getting back together. But a lot of people are connecting the dots of him having an affair with Antonella. And people are saying that it is true that Pedro is seeing his coworker, Antonella. Pedro's mom follows Antonella on social media now. And Antonella has deleted her pictures, her wedding pictures, from her previous marriage. What? Pedro's mom has got a lot of time. If you want that full recap, you can go to my TikTok at The Sarah Fraser Show. I have all kinds, you know, more scoop on, is Chantel dating Rich Dallas? I don't think so. I mean, the internet says yes, and I need to investigate because someone put up, yes, they're definitely dating. So we'll see. And the other thing is Winter has actually lost over 150 pounds. So I thought Winter, Chantel's sister, had only lost about 75. Wrong. We're talking about 150. She started at 330. Now she's under 200 pounds. Go, Winter. Go, Winter. Love your body at all sizes. Yes, Queen. What was the other tea about them? That was big. The Antonella affair, Pedro's mom, Chantel. Oh, Rich Dallas worth $1.5 million. Did anyone see that? Sorry, that wasn't on my bingo card. Rich Dallas, by the way, is a reality star from Love & Hip Hop, the show. I didn't think he was worth that much, but he is. People are saying run. But, none of these people are going to leave television. Television is a good gig. So, and Chantel, I mean, they've been on a long time. So a crossover with Rich Dallas, even for one season until Chantel finds real love, I'd do it. And we all want to see Pedro, right? We're dying to see. When is he going to launch that damn podcast? We got to listen to episode 1. I can't wait. All right. There was some Family Chantel scoop. Okay. Love you guys. Follow me on TikTok at The Sarah Fraser Show. Bye, everybody. Bye.